If you listened to episode 91 on October 14th, I got the scoop from Agent Crew of Wine Spies. Wine Spies is a flash sale site that offers one wine a day at up to 75% off. They've been doing this for over 17 years, and they curate fantastic wines and make them available to us at a fraction of the price. In the episode, you'll hear how they're able to do this, but their proximity to Napa and Sonoma really helps them to get deals that other people will never find. They have an amazing feature called a locker where you can buy one or two bottles at a time. You save them in your locker, and then when you reach a full case, you can ship it complimentary shipping on your schedule. It makes it super easy and convenient to curate really your own customized case of wine at significantly reduced prices. There's no minimum purchase, there's no subscription, it's not a wine club. Just sign up to start getting their daily email and see what they have to offer. Become an operative with Wine Spies using my special friends and family link in the show notes to this episode and use the coupon code Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, for $50 off any order of $200 or more. Go check it out, Wine Spies.
One more question, just when you look at the glass after sipping from it, how long are the legs of this wine?
Longer than mine, but that's not hard because I'm 5'3" and a half.
But does it hang out on
the... Oh, you meant like how long did they take to trickle down the side of the glass? Hello there. Welcome to Sip with Nikki. I'm Nikki Lamberti coming to you from my childhood bedroom in central New Jersey. So I am home for the holidays. And if you are a regular listener, thank you. You'll know that every year I head home to New Jersey for Christmas. In fact, have recorded multiple episodes during that time with sipping with my sisters in the closet. And Aunt Vivian's episode, which has been so popular over our 2-year anniversary of having this podcast. So I'm here, and this is a first to actually be recording the intro to the podcast, literally sitting in the bedroom where I grew up with the pink blinds on the windows and still some remaining childhood artifacts surrounding me, which is so fun. But before I left California about a week ago, we had our wonderful friends Hobie and Justin over for a holiday celebration that our neighborhood in Santa Rosa, California puts on. It's a Christmas parade within our Coffee Park neighborhood. And you've heard episodes in the past with Dr. Hobie, who has a PhD in organic chemistry and was born blind. And not only is he a chemist, but he's an entrepreneur, a sensory expert, and loves to talk with people about culture, food, wine, travel, and how he experiences the world. And if you're not following Dr. Hobie on Instagram, pause this and go follow him right now, because he does very regular short videos about the finest things that life has to offer, whether it's being in a forest in Oregon, cutting down a Christmas tree, or tasting a new product that he has come across. We hadn't seen each other in a couple months, so Michael and I invited Hobie and Justin over just really to catch up. And I said, hey, we should record. It's been a while. So the agenda when we sat down to record what you're about to hear was pretty loose. All we said was, let's just share with each other what we've been up to and see if there's something there that might be interesting for our listeners. Selfishly, I was excited for Hobie and Justin to taste our new Solovato Grenache that you've heard me talking about. We just released that, our first ever Grenache, and they hadn't tasted it yet. And, you know, it's always an interesting scenario when you say, hey, can you taste something that I've made that's very near and dear to me? And oh, by the way, let's press record to capture your response. And you're like, I hope they like it. And I hope they're not just going to say nice things because they're our friends. So Hobie gives a very honest and detailed reaction to the wine. that I think is really helpful to listen to, especially because one of the things that I love so much about spending time with Hobie is the questions that he asks sometimes stump me. He's just so inquisitive and intelligent, and his brain works in a completely different way than mine, hence his PhD in organic chemistry. So we cover everything from the resiliency of our neighborhood in Coffee Park after the wildfires of 2017 demolished everything. Didn't even know we were going to talk about that. We talk about how wine is a time capsule and his thoughts on the molecules that are literally in the glass. He has some really insightful questions about oak barrels and how they affect the wine that is aged in them. We talk about spicy food and wine pairings and how tricky that is. He shares a very cool project that he has been up to lately, and we get to taste some of his project. And finally, he just busts out a haiku at the end of our time together describing our wine. So this is really just a holiday conversation, four friends sitting around the table catching up. You will hear our wonderful puppies, Rosie and Lucy, in the background. They were very excited to see Hobie and Justin. And as quiet as we tried to keep them, it didn't always happen. So you'll hear some tippy-tappy of one-year-old lab mix feet, and you'll hear the wagging of the tails hitting the table. But this was just a casual gathering at my dining room table as we were getting ready to watch our neighborhood Christmas parade. So here we go with catching up around the holiday table with Dr. Hobie. Merry Christmas, my friends.
Merry Christmas, Nikki. Merry Christmas, Christmas. Michael. Merry
Justin,
Christmas, Justin.
Hobie, Michael.
Here hey, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Hobie and Justin.
I'm so excited that you guys are here for the huge, spectacular Coffee Park Christmas Parade.
I'm excited. You know what I love about things like this is no matter how small or large they are, they're just cute and fun, and kids get to come out and people get to decorate their houses. And really, to me, Christmas is so not about gift giving. It's about getting together with people, enjoying great times, great food and drink. And we're just so excited. And thank you guys for inviting us up here to watch the parade and have some yummy bites.
Yeah, and of course we're doing pizza night. What else would we do? Michael's like, should we do something else? And I was like, no, we really need to do this.
Pizza.
It's been a
while. I'm so excited.
And in about an hour, the parade is going to go right by our...
We have front row seats.
Right by our cul-de-sac. So awesome. We'll all go outside with our wine and watch all of our neighbors who have decorated their cars and...
Is the parade just Coffee Park, or is it all over Santa Rosa?
It's just this neighborhood, and it's a very cool sign of the resiliency post Tubbs Fire in 2017 when this entire neighborhood was gone and then rebuilt.
Nikki and Michael, I have a question for you about that. Not looking around like I don't usually do very well.
You stuck at that, actually.
I do. How many houses have been rebuilt? Is it almost everyone?
Yeah, it's about 90%.
It's about 95%. There's a few lots, and even the lot next to us, which was one of the last ones, it's already started.
They've just started construction on it. So
fantastic. Yeah. And did this parade start as a result of the resilience?
Yeah, we did. Awesome. The parade was not here before the fires.
I think it started in 19 when everybody started to move back in, which is pretty cool.
So. And congratulations on overcoming the darn fire and then going off on your guys' own and doing your own wine label and, you know, just building. Nikki, I know that you're an entrepreneur just like we are. And, you know, you just don't let things stop you. You just keep going.
You know, that's all I know how to do is to just keep going. So,
amen.
Speaking of, I'm extra excited today for you guys to try our Grenache. You have been such wonderful think partners, supporters all along the way of the inception of Sol Lavato. But this is the first ever Grenache because only Sangiovese has been our production to this point.
I'm so excited. And when was this officially released?
Last week. Nice. Yep. On Giving Tuesday is when we released it.
I love that. That's so smart.
Yeah, because I think I told you about our partnership with the V Foundation for cancer research.
Yes, you did.
A portion of the proceeds from each bottle goes to cancer research, and that's to commemorate my ass-kicking of cancer, you know, this past year that I've been up
to. A badass. You just knocked that out. You know, Justin and I were reminiscing about this on the way up, that we were sitting here, and I think it was January 10th or so that Amanda was coming into town because they were dealing with such horrendous smoke down in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
She was coming up that night, and that was the night that you told us about the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And here we sit less than a year later, about 11 months later, and you kicked its ass.
That's it. I did. And I'm done with treatments and feeling good. And
good on you.
More like myself each and every day, and was able to make wine this fall, which was tricky, but we got it done.
And you were starting to make wine when you were finishing treatment.
Yes. Actually, I was in the middle of radiation during harvest.
Hardcore.
So I was going to radiation in the morning and then going to punch down the 2025 Sangiovese in the afternoon.
I love it.
We got it done. But this Grenache is from 2023.
Right? So excited.
Before all of this. And I think you know this, but this is, of course, our grower, Joe Ramazzotti, who we get our Sangiovese from. So this is from a vineyard also in the Dry Creek Valley, a single vineyard, sustainably grown, 100% Grenache. And we made Grenache because we love to drink it.
I love that. And there's no better reason than this is what we love, because that tells a story in and of itself.
Yep.
You know what I love? You mentioned the vintage of this wine. And I think I've said this before with you, but I'll just say it again because I like to repeat myself, I guess, is that it's so much fun to think about the fact that once the grapes come into the winery and are fermented and then pressed and put in the barrel, every little molecule that's in the bottle before us, and I guess in the glasses before us, came from that year. You know, so it's like a time capsule of history. Every time you pop the cork on a bottle of wine, like we brought a 2013 Zinfandel from some of our really good friends up at Windsor Oaks, what was then Windsor Oaks, now it's Notre Vue. And I was just thinking, in the car, like in 2013, I was in the midst of grad school, and it was not a fun fall, to be honest with you, because of just the stress of that and a lot of stuff going on there. It's just amazing when you can think about the stuff that was happening that year.
Yeah, I've always said the time capsule part. I didn't always take it down to the molecular level like you did, but there's no surprise there. But yeah, I love that it captures everything from that time. So,
and you know, when these grapes were hanging on their vine about to be picked, you and me and Justin and Michael were at a Dave Matthews Band concert in Bend. So I like to think back to things that were happening in all of our shared lives when the fruit was about ready to be picked.
Yeah, because these were picked in mid-October, and there that concert was in August.
Late August.
Right? Yeah. Good memory.
And it was a wet, I think that it was a wet year that year, because they were continuing to cut the clusters off on that year.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, because this vineyard sits right next to Dry Creek in a very sandy part of it.
Okay.
And it's a little bit shaded. So it was, it was just interesting. And then the breaks were, you know, low. And it just, all of a sudden, in a couple of weeks when we came back, it was just like, it's time to go.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was time to pick.
It was go time. So yeah. I think the last time you tasted this was out of the barrel over a year ago.
It was definitely over a year ago. And it was out of a little sample bottle that right after fermentation.
Okay.
And it was delicious then.
I'm not going to tell you anything about it. And
shall we taste?
Be honest. Don't be my friend. Be the sensory expert that you are.
Oh,
and Justin, the expert taster that you are. And give me some feedback. And if it's bad, we'll delete it. Cheers, Mariciousness. Love you.
Cheers. Love you guys. Cheers, Justin.
Sip Spotlight.
All right, let's smell this. Now that's beautiful. So the first thing that I think about when I smell this is really nice berries, but it's not like a dark berry like a blackberry. It's more that beautiful sort of cranberry. Blueberries, I know they're dark, but they have kind of a lighter flavor, but I get a lot of these cool berry notes. And then do you smell a little bit of pomegranate?
Yes.
Green apple?
Yes. It's funny, people are going to hear we're fancy tonight. We don't normally do stemmed glasses.
Yes.
And then we have Christmas-themed wine charms on our stems tonight with jingle bells on
them. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Okay, back to the smell. Do you smell what I smell? Do you smell what I smell? Do you hear my dogs barking outside because we won't let them in because they make too much noise?
I love your beautiful pups.
We'll let them in.
They're amazing dogs.
All right, so pomegranate and green apple, two fresh fruit
cranberry
notes. Yeah, cran.
And like almost a dried cranberry, dried blueberry note. And there's something else really interesting. I'm getting a strong honey note. And I'm doing what I always do, and I cover the glass with the palm of my hand to capture the aroma into the headspace so that we can concentrate it a little bit. What I'm really trying to identify here is the notes of oak aging. And Grenache is a grape that doesn't love huge oak. You know, it's delicate. It's kind of a delicate flower in and of itself. So I like
me.
So I love what you...
Why did you all laugh at that?
No.
Nobody said, yes, Nikki, delicate flower like you. Y'all laughed at that.
I didn't laugh.
Mike, you're didn't acknowledge it.
You're a beautiful, delicate flower.
All right, moving on.
And I'll let you live your life in your podcast.
But you... Oh, goodness.
Nikki's world.
But you've done a really nice, gentle oak treatment. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we had 3 barrels of this wine, and they were aged for over 2 years in French oak, but they are neutral barrels.
That's so great about
in
it.
23, when the wine went in here, these barrels were from, I had a 2018, a 2019, and a 2021, I believe. So even the 21... all of the oakiness was pretty much sucked into the previous wines, and those 18 and 19s are what we call neutral. So no new oak on this wine.
But these are barrels. I love this. These are barrels that you started with from new.
No.
Okay.
We only have purchased in our history 1 new barrel, and it's still currently, as we speak, holding our Petit Sirah, which is going to be bottled next month.
Which needs a little more.
I'm so excited about.
Yeah, that's a bigger, bolder wine that can handle it. But the Sangiovese and Grenache, same oak protocol, all neutral, very used French oak barrels.
Do you believe, Hobie, that whatever the barrels held before, even though they're pressure washed, that stuff still gives some notes to the lines of... other years?
I don't think that a barrel can resist it giving whatever goodness was in it before a tiny bit of it to the wine, but I think that the steam and the pressure, you know, gets a lot of that out of its pores. But I like to think about a barrel structure. If you look at the microstructure of the wood, like kind of a sheet of styrofoam, but a much harder one. So it's always going to have a little bit of whatever goodness was in it before. But the whole way that I think about oak treatment, and you totally embody this, and it's one of the many, many reasons I love your guys' wine so much, is oak's like a spice, and you're not being overly crazy with the spice. It's like using too much pepper. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you
and you can't take it out just like pepper. Once it's in, it's in, right? So yeah.
I went to the barber and I said, "Hey, can you make my hair longer?" And he said, "No, sorry." I'm like, "Oh, it's just like oak."
So you haven't tasted this yet?
I know. I've just been sniffing and marveling. I can't wait to taste this. That's really nice. You know what's interesting is it reminds me a lot of a Côte Rôti Syrah. And Côte Rôti is the cooler part of France, just below Burgundy. It gives it a lot of these cool, almost piney notes. Piney and a lot of those baking spices. And again, that green apple really comes through here. But it's got a really, really nice flavor and palate that it can tell it's a cool climate wine. And I would say the alcohol on this must be lower than 14.
It is not. But I made sure that the wine is balanced with the acidity, the fruitiness, the body of it, all in balance with the alcohol. So the alcohol's there, but...
Yeah, it's so well balanced.
I don't think you notice it, but I know the lab work, so I'm conscious of it.
I didn't know that Grenache, like Zinfandel, produces high alcohol wines.
Yeah, and it's funny because... before we made Grenache, one of our favorites to drink and still is Tevine. And they have some great vineyards like the Frediani Vineyard in Calistoga, which is really hot.
Mm.
And that was always like over 15. And I never really thought anything of it. And then once I started digging deeper into this grape, getting ready to make it in 2023, looking at what other people were producing and some of the specs on it, right? The chemistry, the labs.
Yeah.
It's pretty typical to be approaching, if not over 15, for Grenache.
Interesting.
I think the location where this is, like Michael said, right along the dry creek and just the growing season before that peak at the end, the grapes retained really nice acidity. So the pH landed right where we want it to be, which is somewhere around 3.5, 3.6.
And Nikki, the other thing that I would say about this wine that I think is really cool is, and Grenache does this well for us, but this one, even in particular, has the tannin structure that's so supple.
Good word.
The way that I would describe the tannins, thank you, by the way, thank you for
I've
that.
I've never used that word, but it's such a great word for tannin. It's a great word.
The way that I would describe the tannins, so you know when you taste like a big cab or a petite Syrah or a super Tuscan, and you kind of breathe some air through it, the tannins can feel really drying and astringent.
Yeah.
These are almost like if you took this beautiful velvet sheath and coated your palate with it. Ooh. So it's soft and silky. And that's where the word supple came from. But just take some in your on your palate in your mm-hmm. mouth and move it around. And then wiggle your tongue up on the roof of your mouth. And you'll see maybe what I mean.
Yeah. There mm-hmm. is some tannin, but it's definitely a different quality of tannin than even our Sangiovese. Then, of course, especially like a Cabernet Sauvignon or something like that. So, yeah, supple is a nice word.
Thank you. And that's the other thing about the wood being neutral. You know, a lot of times when you drink something with light tannins, like a Pinot or even a Grenache that's been aged in newer French oak or newer oak in general, it can pick up a lot of that wood tannin. And this doesn't have that. It's just the tannin from the fruit.
Yeah. And that was the goal with the barrels that I chose. So it's just very fruity. I'm finding that a lot of just everyday wine drinkers and a lot of our listeners are like, Grenache? Like, isn't that chocolate? And
I'm right.
like, Ganache, like Grenache.
Made me laugh.
It's a true conversation that I've had multiple times.
Good.
What is
that? I love it.
I just don't think people are as familiar with it as they are some of the other grapes. And then they taste it, and probably just the easiest and most common reaction is, wow, it's really fruity.
Yeah.
Not jammy.
No.
Fruity.
Really
and
fresh
the color
fruit.
In the glass, as you've probably noticed, my friend.
Please describe the color.
Well, it's definitely less concentrated color mm-hmm. than like our Sangiovese. You can almost, not quite, but almost see through it.
Would you say it's like a Pinot?
It's like an extracted dark Pinot, like a Russian River Pinot. Maybe not a Sonoma Coast Pinot. It's the pinkest of the wines that I make, which is why we chose this to do the special label for breast cancer, where our logo, Solovato, that you guys helped us create on this beautiful label, is normally sort of a copper color. And on this bottle, it is definitely pink.
I love it.
And then the wax that we did on the top instead of that copper color was a matching pink color as well.
And I love the way that you guys put the wax coin in the top of each cork so you forget about the capsule. You know, it just makes it such an elegant package.
Yeah. Oh. We will be right back. This Christmas Eve, my family will be doing our traditional Italian Feast of the Seven Fishes. And I know exactly where I'm going to be getting some of that fish this year. If you heard episode 69 from April 2025, you heard my awesome conversation with Sina Wheeler. She's from a fifth generation fishing family, and she and her husband Rich founded Sina Sea. He catches wild, sustainably caught fish in Alaska, and then they cut it and package it and ship it right to your door. Did you know that a lot of people send premium wild Alaskan fish for holiday gifts? I would love to have a box of fish show up on my doorstep. It's a very thoughtful, sustainable, and delicious gift, and it can be served for special occasions and memorable meals. Copper River sockeye salmon is a very popular gift, and Sina Sea also has specialty items like crab, smoked salmon, lox, and their famous salmon and halibut spreads that belong on your holiday tables. They make gifting super easy because they pack every box with care. They can gift wrap it, leaving out price information and even include customized gift notes. You can order anytime and then schedule shipment to time it perfectly for the holidays. They're a small family-owned business, and they've been kind enough to create a discount code for our listeners. The code is SIPANDC, and you can use that on their website, SENASEA.com, for 10% off your order. That can be for a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and save with the subscription box. Sign up for their mailing list because they share lots of great recipes, and you'll even be entered to win a monthly gift card drawing. Go check out the delicious wild Alaskan fish at SinaSea.com. Healthy fish delivered easy. AmericanOliveFarmer.com is a business and a website owned and operated by my friend Liz Tagami and her husband Donald. They live up in Corning, California. And I recently had Liz on the podcast where we got to taste some of her delicious olive oils, both the Arbequina and Ascolano varieties, and they're grown and made right here in California. Well, the oils were really just the tip of the iceberg, because if you check out her website, you'll see that they import gorgeous balsamic vinegar from Modena. In fact, one of them uses three of my favorite Italian wine grapes as the base of the vinegar: Trebbiano, Lambrusco, and Sangiovese. I can't say that without singing. And while on their website, if you sign up to stay in touch, you'll receive their newsletter and you'll get the fantastic recipes that Liz and Donald have created using their beautiful products. I'm so excited to introduce all of you to American Olive Farmer, and Liz has kindly created a discount code for our listeners. Use the code SIPWITHNIKKI, capital S, capital W, and capital N, SIPWITHNIKKI, for $10 off your order, and that can be anything from the site, whether it's delicious olive oils, vinegars, or even gifts. I mean, you can send someone an olive tree as a gift. How cool is that? Check out AmericanOliveFarmer.com and support this fantastic, small, California-based, woman-led business. You can even set up an olive oil subscription. Go, check it out. You're welcome. And now, back to the show.
One more question, just when you look at the glass after sipping from it, how long are the legs of this wine?
Longer than mine. But that's not hard, because I'm 5'3" and a half.
But does it hang on them?
Oh, you meant, like, how long did they take to trickle down the side of the glass?
I love you.
You would think we rehearsed that, but we didn't. You would think that they would be slow to drop down the glass, because mm-hmm. I've just told you that the alcohol is
higher,
like right at the 15%. And so that, in fact, is the case, which is interesting, because even though the color is a little bit lighter,
sure,
the tiers or legs are very slow to climb down.
The tiers.
They look like tears.
The tears of the wine.
Because it's so good.
It is so good.
But what I'm really proud of about it, and I'm not going to lie, like, we have opened quite a few of these lately. We just keep drinking it because
It's delicious.
It's new. And it's also, it was 3 full barrels, which is, I know, crazy. Like the most we've ever made of any one wine, 886 hand numbered bottles.
Wow.
But it's just juicy and fresh. Those are the words that I'm using for people who have not tried it yet and who are not familiar with Grenache. It's juicy and fresh.
And it doesn't require food to be delicious. I mean, this is like a really delightful wine just on its own. I'm sure it would pair very well with food.
Oh, I can't wait to go over to that charcuterie board in a minute and like that goat gouda with this.
Oh,
I am putting a brie in the oven, and we're going to top it with some hot pepper jelly.
Goodness, my mouth is watering based on these descriptions.
What we love about Grenache, too, it's really good with spicy food, like Mexican food.
Yes.
You know, Michael's hot sauce. Like, that is tricky to then go back to a wine after a lot of those things. It's rough on the wine.
But, it is.
But this tends to do really well, even with spice and things like that.
So. It was so funny. I was just having a conversation earlier this week with someone who said, you know, what wines pair well with spicy food? And it's really hard to find. You know, I'm always recommending whites or rosés. It's hard to find a red that really does that. And this totally would.
It does. The Sangiovese does, but this is even better.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the character of the fruitiness and the lightness of it. This does really well with spice.
The other thing that I think is interesting is that where grapes are grown, and I'll use Grenache for obvious reasons here, the same clone can grow in two different places and taste so different. So it's such a sense of place that comes through here. You get that cool Dry Creek air in the fall and winter, and then the nice warm Dry Creek summers, but it's a bit of a shaded vineyard. Whereas if you were to compare this to, you know, a Grenache or Garnacha that grows in the very hot parts of Spain.
Or even Calistoga,
which
is the hot part of Napa Valley, like you just talked about.
Different wine.
Very different.
I want to say, and Justin can chime in here too, congratulations, you guys. Really good wine.
I'm so proud of it. I can't stop drinking it.
I love that. Well, and that's when you make something, and I feel this way in the kitchen too, you know it's good when you truly love and appreciate continuously what you've handmade.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just, hard to get out of the kitchen and say, okay, do I want to eat this? You know, it's like when you make it and you're proud of it, and I can hear in your voice you're very proud of this wine.
I'm like smiling as we're sitting here. Yes, I am. And I was really excited for you guys to try it just because you've been along since the inception of this brand. And
thank you.
Me saying, oh my gosh, I think we're going to do a Grenache. Ramazzotti has Grenache as well that we're being offered to purchase. And so.
You remember those pandemic conversations, deciding on the name and how much fun we had?
Very much so.
Yeah, that was a good time. I think about those fondly.
Thank you for weighing in on it. I want to hear what you've been up to. So Instagram I saw you were sniffing a freshly cut Christmas tree in an Oregon forest. So what's been going on in your world?
So Justin and I have been having a lot of fun. You know, for 20 years since I turned 18, I wanted to do a YouTube or streaming video show all about travel and culture and history around the world with food and drink at the forefront of every story we tell, because I think all four of us around this table know that any good story can start and end with food or drink somehow.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
We've done some really exciting shooting, and we're going to be posting what I call vignettes of place under the name of Dr. Hobie's Adventures, coming out very soon, because it's all about just exploring places. We've done some stuff in Napa, Sonoma, done a little bit on Oahu with the Hawaii Fish Auction and a really amazing fish market. If you're ever in Honolulu, you got to check out Ali'i Fish Market. It's just stunning.
Saw your video on that too.
Thank you. It's amazing food, amazing fish, and Chef Rob Abad's doing just great work there. We also befriended, and this is sort of the start of our new project, we befriended a group of wild food foragers who work with pickers and buyers and basically harvest food from the forest. And it all comes from a labor of love. These two gentlemen, father and son team, who we know, started their journey because they loved picking mushrooms in the forest. And when they found out they could sell them, actually grandpa found out he could sell them, and then dad got excited and son now is super excited. And we put together Dr. Hobie's Wild Thing Sweet and Savory Autumn Bounty,
which is on my kitchen table right now, and the cutest little honey bear I've ever seen.
Little honey bear, wild huckleberry honey from Montana, bourbon aged maple syrup. And before you open it and smell it, just shake the jar a little bit to really excite the aroma. And we can hear it like a little rattle as you shake. Yep. And now,
oh my God.
Now pop the lid and just smell that truffly goodness.
Oh my gosh. So this is noble black truffle salt.
Yeah, from a family out of northern Italy near the Piedmont region. And it's a good amount of salt. It's 120 grams of salt. And Justin says you can see the pieces of black truffle in there.
Absolutely, yes.
So I think that's going to be a fun pizza topper for tonight.
What pizza in particular would you top this on? Anything? Like even like a margarita?
I think it would be a little overwhelming for a margarita, but something with a little more depth of flavor, a little meat, a little sausage, something like that. I think
it's really cool.
And then I want you to smell the honey. Okay. Do not be embarrassed yourself to just dig your finger in there and taste some honey.
I watched you do that on your Instagram.
I did.
Huckleberry cream honey.
Yeah. Oh, now the whole room smells like a truffle. It's really funny.
It does. And my dogs are going crazy for it. I'm dipping my finger in this honey, which has a very pale pink color.
And that's from the huckleberries.
Oh my God, yum.
Isn't that yummy? And it's the cool thing about it.
So different.
It's different because a large percentage of that is huckleberry. I hand curated these, but if we're lucky, do our own brand of some of these yummy wild things.
Oh my gosh. So this is
bourbon barrel aged
maple syrup.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is that fun?
What do you do with this? Justin just gave me a spoon.
Oh, there you go. And I love putting that on the usual suspects, pancakes, waffles, but imagine drizzling that over a steak right off the grill.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's really fun. We have. It's so good.
But like, would you ever think to just put maple syrup on a steak?
No. Except for this one.
Like bourbon barrels. Yeah, it's how like it cries out for a steak, right?
And notice when you taste it.
Oh my God, Michael, try that.
The maple-y, but then it's got the caramel and the vanilla coming in from the bourbon barrel.
That's gorgeous. And it almost looks like a vanilla extract bottle. Like it's a very classic sort of apothecary bottle.
These mushrooms are wild mushrooms straight from the forest. So the pickers harvest them and then they dry them right away because you don't want the mushroom to spoil. And doesn't it smell like toffee?
Yes.
Like a beautiful Christmas toffee?
Oh, it does. Yeah, that's weird.
That's chanterelles for you because they're They're a really delicate, almost fruity mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
I really want you guys to try these on pizza, too, because they just have such a fun, delicate flavor. And the thing that I was going to say about rehydrating these, you can rehydrate them in water or stock.
Or ganache.
Or cream. Imagine hydrating them in cream. And then people often throw away that liquid. They think it's just garbage. That liquid has so much flavor because it solvates right out of the mushroom.
That sounds amazing. What are we going to do with these tonight? Are these going on a pizza too?
They can go on any darn pizza you want.
Okay, so there is a box that has all of these things in it. The huckleberry honey, the black truffle salt, the chanterelles, and the bourbon maple syrup.
You got it. And a little card that I love that has a QR code on it where I give you an audio tour of the box. And also describe the amazing relationships. And I want to talk to you about this just for a minute. How many interesting people have you met because of this podcast?
Oh, it's ridiculous. This is our two-year anniversary this month.
Woo-hoo, so congratulations.
Almost 100 episodes. So
yes.
Other than the ones that are just me and Michael, the people are really interesting. Well,
but then you meet listeners too.
Yeah.
And these guys, these Joes, their both names are Joe, who we met, who are wild food foragers. We met because of Instagram, and I never would have known they existed had we not just started sticking our neck out there and posting
stuff. Because you are Instagram famous.
Oh, God, no.
When I traveled with you in August no less than 7 times in our Disneyland trip, which people need to go back and listen to, The Dose of Joy at Disneyland.
I love that episode. That was so much fun.
Tell people where they can get them, how much, all the good stuff.
Hobie.com is the website. That's HOBY.com. And it's $79, including shipping nationwide, but use the code WILDTHINGS with an S10, all lowercase, and you get 10% off any orders.
That's amazing. Thank you for putting together this beautifully curated box of really unique things that we are going to jump into all of them tonight and pair them with Grenache and Sangiovese and all the things we're going to have.
And thank you so much for preparing this beautiful wine. I'm sort of in love with this Grenache. It's poetic, and it reminds me of sitting in a fall redwood forest where the air is cool and you just want something fresh and amazing. So it's like a little happy poem.
Is there enough space on my label for me to put that on there? Because I struggle to write these back labels for months and you just nailed it on the spot. Thank you. That's a beautiful interpretation.
Here's the haiku I just put together about this wine.
Okay.
Fresh and pure is it. Silky, supple, smooth, delightful. It makes us all happy.
I don't even know what to say. Like, you're going to make me cry. We know this happens and joy falls out of my face, but I'm very touched. That's beautiful.
Well,
thank you for weighing in on it. And
it's delicious wine.
Interpreting in such a unique and beautiful way. Maybe we'll put the haiku in the show notes.
That'd be adorable.
Thank you. Cheers, friend. Hey, I appreciate you. Congrats on all your fun new ventures.
Instagram
and YouTube channel.
We'll see where it all goes.
I will make sure that people know where to find you, follow, subscribe, and get all this good stuff.
And we have a relationship we have a relationship with Aloft Hot Air Balloons because we did a flight with them for this YouTube show. And I have a dream of doing a podcast episode with you from a hot air balloon over Napa Valley.
Done. In.
All right.
Tell me when.
The burners are loud, but okay. We can do it.
Okay.
Yep. We'll do it.
They're not louder than my dog. So cheers, Fred. Love you.
Cheers, Nikki.
Thank you.
Woo. That was so fun.
I mean, the man came up with a haiku on the spot. I don't know. Maybe he was thinking of it ahead of time, but I don't think so. I think that was very spontaneous. And it was not only impressive that he created that, but it was really beautiful. And I am going to put that in the show notes. I'll also put the link for Hobie's website, which is simply hoby.com, where you can see his TEDx talk. And you can look at the Sweet and Savory Autumn Bounty Box that he has curated with all of those 4 beautiful elements that we tasted together. And don't forget to use his special discount code WILDTHINGS10. That's WILDTHINGS with an S and the number 10 for 10% off your purchase. I am not kidding about this. You want to follow this man on Instagram. You could be one of almost 500,000 followers that do. His Instagram is Hobie Wedler,
H-O-B-Y-W-E-D-L-E-R. And you will love his videos as much as everyone else. While you're over at Instagram, please give me a follow at Nikki Lamberti, N-I-K-K-I-L-A-M-B-E-R-T-I. I don't have 500,000 followers, but I do share some really fun stuff, and you'll know when the next episode is out. If you're interested in getting your hands on the smooth and supple Grenache, not Ganache, that Michael and I have created, with proceeds from each bottle going to the V Foundation for Cancer Research, you can do that at our website, solovatowines.com. The link will be in the show notes as well, but it's S-O-L-L-E-V-A-T-O. Solovato is Italian for joyful and uplifted, which is how we feel whenever we get to spend quality times with our friends, Hobie and Justin. We can ship our Grenache to most states in the U.S., and make sure you use the discount code PODLISTENER for 10% off your purchase. As we are approaching our 100th episode of Sip with Nikki, I just want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am, whether this was your first time listening or you've been there since day one or anything in between. I couldn't do this without all of the wonderful feedback, ideas, and excitement from all of you as listeners. So I wish you and your family a wonderful, healthy, and happy holiday season, because next time I come to you, it will be 2026. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to put 2025 to bed and say bye-bye. Whatever you do between now and our next time together, I hope that you sip well.